Have you ever wondered what it would feel like to get unstuck and have clarity in your life? Yeah, so did my client Amanda. Here's what she had to say about my program, Edit Your Life. Before starting life coaching, I was miserable and crying almost every week, but I was also comfortable in my misery. So making a change was scary. After my 6 months of sessions, I am much more positive and confident. So much so, my friends and family have noticed that I'm altogether happier. Karen is able to ask questions that get you to dig deeper to understand why something internally or externally may be holding you back from reaching the goals you set. And from there, provides tools and guidance to move past these roadblocks. I can recognize when my inner critic is keeping me down and work through how to get back to positive thinking. And that is all thanks to Karen. If you want to experience a transformation like Amanda, go to KarenFreeland.com right now and click on the Life Coaching tab. From there, you can book a call to explore coaching for yourself. Don't wait. You deserve happiness too. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to Rock Your Reinvention, the show for high-achieving career women who refuse to settle for mediocrity and aren't afraid to take bold action. This is a place where you can authentically show up, where every dream and goal can be validated and achieved. Hi, I'm your host, Karen Freeland, a certified life reinvention coach, speaker, and award-winning author. I'm here to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to help you shift your mindset, build your confidence, and take meaningful actions so you can rock your reinvention. Ready to go from stuck to thriving? Let's go. I've got some bonus content for you today. If you haven't heard, my new book, Grab Life by the Dreams, is now available for pre-order before it officially launches on September 19th. But just between us, the ebook is actually out and you can get that today. So if you're more of an e-reader, go pick up the ebook. Now, I wanted to share why I wrote this book and who I wrote it for. I wrote this book for the overworked woman grinding it out in corporate. You know, the ones that get up every day and put on a smile, even though in the back of their mind, they'd rather be doing something, make that anything else. The women that know in their soul that they're meant for something bigger, something different, something more fulfilling. Because that's who I was. And I went on with that existence for years. I mean, years. And I wish I'd had a book like this to bust me out of the status quo. Which is why part one of the book is called Busting the Status Quo. But I want to give you a look at what is inside this. I'm talking sneak peek. Nobody else is going to hear or see this. Well, except for people who listen to the podcast, obviously. But you can't get this kind of deep dive anywhere else. Starting in chapter one, I take you deep into one of my panic attacks. And I share the thoughts and feelings that were bubbling up inside of me. Okay, some of you are already like, geesh, Karen, I mean, I'm not that unhappy. I kind of like what I do. Maybe you're good at setting boundaries or experiencing joy from other areas of your life and you're not relying on your career solely for that joy. However, you don't know how you're going to feel in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. We all go through seasons of life. And so chapter one is all about inviting you to get ahead of what I call, and most people will agree, the midlife crisis, so that you can ask the big questions. What's working in my life? What isn't? How do I define success? How do I want to define success going forward? And this is really the first step of acknowledging that, you know, life might be okay, but how could I make it better? Or, hey, this one thing in my life isn't quite right, and I know I want a change. We'll also look at listening to the signs from the universe. Yeah, who wants to jump on the woo train with me? Okay, look, full disclosure, I'm not total woo, right? I have boundaries there, as should you. But there's some woo that I'm down with. And of course, there's other things that I'm like, whoa, that's a little too far. So I'm like a moderate woo, if you will. Because here's the thing, we're all being sent signs, whether or not we realize it. The problem is we're so distracted as a society, right? We bury our faces inside a screen, whether it's a TV screen or social media on our phone or billboards when we're out. I mean, it's endless. It's everywhere. So how can we see the signs if we don't take time to get quiet and hear our thoughts? And I mean, really hear them. This might be a little uncomfortable for some of y'all. It was for me, that's for sure. But you know what? It's a part of the process and it's a very important step that you do not want to skip. So that's chapter two. And then in chapter three, we explore change. Ooh, I know some of you just had a heart attack or like had a chill go up your spine. Like, did she say change? Yep. Turns out that to experience growth and happiness, we need to change some things and we need to get comfortable with change. Change is not a bad thing, and we can learn to get more comfortable with it the more we do it. I talk about something called the domino effect, where you take one change and then it starts to make all the other changes easier and things start falling into place, and you know that you're really on the way to living your purpose. Okay, but I forgot to tell you about my favorite part of Grab Life by the Dreams. At the end of each chapter, there's a make it happen section with exercises and tools for you to implement the learnings. This is where the magic happens, the transformation. Because yes, reading the book is awesome and you're going to get a ton of value from just reading it, but putting in the work is actually going to be the catalyst for you reaching your biggest goals and dreams. And the way you put the work in is by doing the exercises. So that make it happen section is going to be at the end of every chapter. But I wanted to throw that in there right now as like a little preview of that because it's such a cool feature. So I know you're going to love that because you can actually be able to write right in the book with your pencil, because if you're like me, you don't want to make a mistake with pen. All right. So then we go into part two of the book, and this breaks down seven key areas for getting unstuck and ultimately achieving your dreams and living your purpose. I just love saying that out loud. Living your purpose. We all have one. We're all designed for a unique purpose and we deserve to live it. And for me and for most of my clients, it really starts with turning inward. It's asking those big questions. You know, who am I? What makes me happy? What are my core values? And the crazy thing is, and you might not believe me depending on where you are in this reinvention journey, because this might be like, what? No, I don't have the answers. But you do. You actually have all of these answers inside of you and more. And so this is your opportunity to shore up how you're living with what you desire in life. And I share tips for drowning out the noise and unlocking your intuition and trusting your inner compass. Those were all gifts for us. We were given an intuition and an inner compass. Let's start using it, ladies. Most of us know deep down inside what our pain points are. And we even know how to alleviate them. But most of us aren't willing to make the changes because it's uncomfortable or maybe even a little scary. I share a really funny story in the book. And so have you ever, just, you know, kind of throw this out to you first. Have you ever called a friend or asked someone like how you should get your hair done? So in the book, I share a story where my mom calls me and she's like, what should I do with my hair? I'm thinking about a bob, but maybe something mid-length. And I'm like, who cares what I think about your hair? How do you like it when you look in the mirror? What's easy for you to manage? Like, walk me through the whole reason you're at the salon in the first place. Like, why are you there? What are you thinking of doing? What brought you to that state? And we have this like long phone call of back and forth where I'm trying to get her to just say what she wants. And she keeps coming back and asking me, Karen, what do you think I should do with my hair? It's the same thing in life. So many of us want to shirk our responsibility onto others. Hey, you tell me, what do you think I should do for my career? What do you think I should do for XYZ? Stop. Stop looking at everybody else. They don't have the answers. The more you learn to turn inward, the more satisfied you are going to become with your life. Okay, how many of you are workaholics? I can't see you, but you could just give yourself a little nod, like, that's me. Or maybe you'd classify yourself as always on at work. Well, that was me big time. And I had no hobbies or interests outside of the office. At least none that I dedicated any time to regularly. In my head, if somebody was like, what are your hobbies? I'd be like, oh, I love dance. Hadn't danced in 8 years, but oh, it's still one of those things I identified myself as a dancer. And so during one of my breaking points, my husband, thank God for him, actually advised, Karen, you need a hobby. Like, you need something other than work. I don't know what that can be. I don't care what it is. I will watch the kids. Like, go and do something for yourself. So I called my cousin in New York City and she invited me in to go to brunch and take a hip hop yoga class. And I was like, hip hop yoga, I don't know about this thing, but okay, let me try it. OMG. I was on such a high. It was so much fun. And I found like this new thing that I could do. And I started going in more regularly and taking classes. And I found classes online so I could start doing it at home. And I was like a new woman. And I'm going to walk you through how incorporating hobbies into your life can make a huge difference in your happiness and also open doors to new careers and connections that can change your life. So exciting. So anyway, that's going to be chapter 5. Now, can I be a little bit vulnerable with y'all right now? Chapter 6 is really scary for me because I talk about spirituality and I share my faith openly, which is not something that I generally do. But here's what I can tell you, and I cannot explain it better than this. When my life is devoid of connection to my maker, I'm just not as happy or joyful. The more connected I am with my higher power, the more I invest in my spiritual health, the better my life is. Now, of course, in the book, I'm going to share some research about why spirituality is good for you. But really, I'm kind of like a forget the research gal. Like, I've tried my life both ways. And like I said, it's always better when God is at the forefront. And for me, it's God. For you, whatever your spirituality is. And I know that that's going to look different for everyone, right? So I hope that you'll agree when you get the book that I have presented it in a pretty open way that doesn't push beliefs on anyone. Because with life coaching, it's never about pushing your beliefs, right? We all have a different belief system, and that's what makes the world so cool. This is just another tool to guide you towards your purpose and help you get unstuck. Okay, chapter 7 dives into mindset. I see this all the time with my coaching clients. It is 80% mindset and 20% mechanics, meaning that if your mindset isn't right, you can have all the processes and procedures and things in place. The mechanics can be down, but getting unstuck and living your dreams is going to be a real challenge. Running your business, going for that promotion, whatever it is, that dream, that thing that you want to go do, is going to be really hard if your mindset isn't in the right place. Because change has challenges. Did you ever notice how the word change is in the word challenge? Think about that for a second. Go look at the word change written down next to the word challenge. They literally go hand in hand. But you have what it takes to overcome the challenge. You have what it takes to step out of your comfort zone and learn something new and do something different. And here's the best part about mindset. It is 100% controllable. Your mindset is one of the few things that you always have control over. That's a good thing. This is really positive news. And so I'm going to show you how you can make the shift from that fixed mindset to a growth mindset. All right, chapter 8, one of my favorites because it's all about creating confidence. And let's be real, lack of confidence is one of the biggest dream killers for women. I have clients who come to me with these big, audacious, exciting goals. And I do mean big. And each one of them is 100,000%, and I know that's not a real percentage, but seriously, they're 100,000% capable of achieving it. And yet every single one of them comes to me with some confidence issue in some area of their life. So can we just, first of all, normalize this? It is normal to struggle with confidence, but it's not a place we have to stay. There is a way to overcome it and create a new normal. So obviously we address that and overcome it with all of our clients, you know, with my clients, and then also in the book for you so that you can really take control. Okay, then we move into the desire for a bigger purpose. Have you ever felt that you wanted to contribute to the world in a more meaningful way? Me, I'm raising my hand. I have definitely had those feelings. I remember feeling like, what is my legacy? What is my life mission? You know, I want to leave something behind that I can be proud of, that my family can be proud of, and that will actually leave others better than they were before they encountered me. Now, this is going to look different for different people. You know, some of you, it might be volunteering. It might be donating things or your treasure, right? It might be mentoring someone and investing your time in someone else. I share a whole bunch of examples and ways for you to consider a more purpose-driven life in the book. And I know what you're already thinking. I know that some of you are already saying, Karen, I don't have time. I don't know what you're talking about. That would be nice, but there's no time in my schedule to help out or donate or whatever. You do have time. We all have the same 24 hours a day. So how do some of us have time for it and others don't? It all comes down to prioritization. Everything is about prioritization. And when a bigger purpose is important to you, you will make time for it. And I go much deeper into that in the book. So do not let time be an excuse, because we all can find the time, and that can look different for everyone. Okay, the last chapter in part two is called Own Your Power. Did you know that you are incredibly powerful? Yes, you. So stop looking over your shoulder. I'm talking to you, the one listening to this podcast right now. You have the power to build a life you love. One where your wildest dreams come true. And that gets me so excited. And I hope that it does for you too. Many of us, though, have gotten to a point where we're giving away a majority of our power throughout the day. So much so that we forget we even have the power in the first place. Let me explain a couple of ways that this might happen. And it starts often with little things, right? What do you want for dinner tonight? Eh, I don't care. Whatever you want. Power given away. What movie do you want to watch? Eh. I'm too tired. You choose. Whatever you want. There we go again. Power given away. But it happens at work too. Hey, Karen, what do you think we should do for this campaign? I was in marketing for years, so I always default to something related to a campaign, but whatever. How do you think we should run this meeting? I don't know. How do you want to do it? I don't care. Whatever. Oh, power given away. So if we learn to rein this back in and reclaim our personal power, then we can use it for our good. And this isn't a power trip thing, okay? Please don't misunderstand me. We are not talking about ego, like, oh, I have dominion over you and you will submit to me and I'm powerful. It's not that at all. This is an inner power that we can flex and have the audacity to go after what you want and using your strength and ability to actually make it happen. So exciting. I love that chapter. So are you excited for this book yet? I don't know. I'm pretty excited and I'm not even done yet. Okay, there's a whole part three and I'm not going to go into nearly as much detail, but it's literally my coaching process. Yes, yes, you heard that correctly. It is the four-step edit methodology that is the foundation of my coaching program, Edit Your Life, the one that I just shared the testimonial from Amanda about. It's kind of bananas that I'm giving it away for the cost of the book, which is probably going to be $20 unless you get the ebook. It's probably closer to $10. But I am so, so passionate about helping other women avoid the frustration and the hopelessness that I experienced. So it's worth it. Chapters 11 through 15 are going to walk you through each step of the process. Envision your goal, document your goal, invest in your goal, and take action. Of course, there's workbook style pages for each step, which are going to allow you to create the blueprint for grabbing your life by the dreams and making them happen. Because if your dream stays in your head, then they aren't any good to the world. We need you to get them out on paper and then start putting them into action. That's how you live your purpose. That's how you have an impact. That's how you grab life by the dreams. And then, as if my testimonial and sharing all of this with you isn't enough, in the epilogue, I actually share my clients' real life experiences with the different elements that I talked about in part two. So bam, there you have it. The process works, my clients will show you why, and it's going to change your life if you do the work. Okay, I can't believe I'm going to quote Drake right now, the rapper, but I am. In the song, Moment for Life, which is actually a Nicki Minaj song that he was featured on, he says, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Damn, that hits home. I know some zombies are out there walking around, and to the naked eye, they look like they're living, but they're just a shell of who they're meant to be. Again, I know, because that was me. And here's the really crazy thing. These zombies are living in a self-constructed prison, and the walls are made of shoulds. I should do this. And the bars are made of supposed tos. I'm supposed to do that. And they can literally break free any moment if they would only stop listening to the shoulds and supposed tos. So if you're a zombie, if you are walking around like that and living in that self-constructed prison, this book is for you. And if this book breaks one woman out of her zombie status, like it did for me, then you know what? My life is worth it. I hope you're going to take me up on my invitation to get yourself a copy of Grab Life by the Dreams. Not for me, not so I can brag on book sales, although feeding my family is a solid bonus, so thank you for supporting me. But I want you to do it for you and the ripple effect that your change is going to have on those closest to you and the world at large. So do it for you. Do it for your dreams. Now, before we wrap up, I want to give you an action item. Take out your journal, as always, or laptop, whatever, and I want you to answer the following question. What's one dream you have that you owe it to yourself to explore more thoroughly? I'll say it again. What's one dream you have that you owe it to yourself to explore more thoroughly? And for those advanced students out there that would like an additional question, go ahead and journal on this after you've answered the first question. What would be the benefit of you fully exploring this dream? Really think about that. What would that benefit be to you, to others, to the world? Go deep. Well, that does it for episode 2. Thank you for spending your time with me today. I can't wait to help you rock your reinvention. Be sure to visit KarenFreeland.com/dreams to order the book. Stay fabulous, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're inspired to take action by committing to one of the tips or strategies we talked about in today's episode. And if you want accountability and support, I've got your back. Join my private Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention, today. You'll find a community of like-minded women waiting to support you, exclusive content, and helpful resources to ensure you succeed. Lastly, if you loved this episode, do me a favor and be sure to leave a review. Together, we can encourage more women to live their purpose. See you next time.